The Chemical Brothers are one of the world's most influential electronic acts of all time, smashing through genres and boundaries with pioneering music, their stunning videos and mind-bending live shows. Formed by English duo Ed Simmons and Tom Rowlands, they met at University of Manchester back in 1989, astonishingly 34 years ago. I don't know where that's gone. The Dust Brothers became the Chemical Brothers in 1995. They've won 6 Grammy Awards, sold over 13 million albums, had 6 number one albums in the UK, and close to 20 million single sales with 13 top 20 hits in the UK, including 2 chart toppers. And get this, their tracks have been streamed over 3 billion times. Across the 3 decades, they've released now 10 massively acclaimed albums, not least of all their latest outing, For That Beautiful Feeling, which entered the charts this month at number 6. A tour de force which reaffirms their status and their greatest strength, which is making instrumental, psychedelic house and techno pop music. Now they're about to go on a 6-day UK arena tour, which is going to see them play Glasgow, Manchester, Leeds, Dublin, Birmingham, London. Full details on all our websites, and you can get your tickets from ticketmaster.co.uk and gigs and tours.com, and the Ticketmaster IE for the Dublin show. So my special guest to tell us about, I don't know how we're going to fit all this in about 10 minutes, but I want to talk about the tour and I want to talk about the career, really. Well, I've got the band's very own Ed Simmons. Ed, just a great pleasure to get you on the phone, mate. How are you?
I'm good. It was nice to hear that introduction. There's a lot to it, isn't there? A lot of history.
Yeah, do you have to pinch yourself at any stage, Ed, and realise what you've achieved?
Don't know. I guess we're kind of always looking forward, so it's never enough, you know. We don't kind of sit in the rocking chairs and think about all we've achieved. I mean, recently we've done this book, so it's been a bit more reflecting, but it's kind of like often the next gig, the next album, next show. So, you know, still kind of remaining creative, I think, is important. So within that, not too much reflecting.
Well, you know what? People who've not seen you live have really missed a trick, because you're just one of the greatest live bands, I think, on the planet. And you've got some great gigs coming up. Not least of all, local to me, you're going to be at First Direct Arena in Leeds on Saturday, 28th of October. Now, you must have played the venue before, and certainly the city many times. Do you have any special memories of Leeds and that venue?
We played that venue for the first time in 2019 with No Geography. That was the first time we've been to the arena, but. Yeah, we used to play Leeds a lot when we were, you know, younger. It was a little bit of a cursed place for us. I think there was one gig we did with Underworld in the Student Union in the 90s, and crazy, like, fire alarm just kept coming in and out of the... people were ignoring it at first, thinking it was part of our music in the days when the siren was a big part of our set. But eventually there were, like, two times the hall was cleared. So, Leeds, but, you know, last time we went up there, it was brilliant. We used to DJ at, I actually didn't really DJ. I used to go to Back to Basics, so I have a long history with Leeds, but, yeah, it's sort of fallen off a bit, but, yeah, so glad to be going back. And we have James Holroyd, our faithful warm-up support DJ, who's a good Yorkshire lad, so... he's always happy to have a home.
Oh, great stuff. Where's he from, Ed? Do you know?
Where is he from? Wakefield.
Wakefield, just up the road, right. Oh, down the road from Leeds, isn't it? So, also, obviously, being back in Yorkshire, the home of what, well, we like to be proud about, the home of electro music, thanks to the likes of the Human League and Evan 17. Did they play a part and inspire you into the world of electronic music, Ed?
I think like electronic music, you see kind of pop music. We're both on the radio today, and discovered that both of us, our first record we ever bought was Depeche Mode, New Life. And so kind of Human League, although very different, you know, that was sort of electro pop, you know, that was just kind of the big music that we tuned into when we were, you know, 10 or 11, and definitely must have, you know, filtered through. So it's a good, Sheffield in particular has got that history, and
Now, your gigs, they are extraordinary, multi-sensual experiences, jaw-dropping. Are the sets and the look and the feel of the shows important as the music to you, Ed?
Well, I mean, you know, the first time we ever did a live gig, we were kind of, we're not probably natural performers, not people who were like necessarily in a school play. So, you know, from the start, we always wanted to have this kind of arresting visual quality to it. And we were lucky to be friends with Adam Smith, and he was doing visuals at the time at Andy Weatherall's club, Sabersonic. And so he did something for us on that first ever gig. And, you know, very small beginning of having just the kind of projection images on us, not even a screen, to kind of hide our diffidence about being on stage, grew to this, you know, huge show that you see now. But, you know, that was the kind of early origins of it. And we do put a lot into it, and that collaboration. I mean, Adam used to work with a guy called Noah, and then it's now Marcus Lyle, and Flatnose George is the company. But they, you know, it's whenever we're putting like a new show together, it's with them, and it's grown and grown. Lasers, balloons, confetti, whatever. But it's all really about, you know, yeah, we do, you know, if you come out of your house and you want it, and you come into a Chemical Brothers gig, for it to be this really memorable thing. And just as much as the music's kind of in your soul, and you hear it, and some of those visuals and the way the visuals and the music interact to kind of create something that happens in the room, you know, hopefully it's, you know, really memorable and stays with you for a long time. It's all about really just trying to create that, you know, that crackle in the air, that sort of surrender, that people are feeling something, you know, in a big hall. It's amazing, you know, and it's something that we've probably got kind of an addiction issue with. We keep going out, we keep kind of pursuing that, you know, that kind of crowd response. And so, yeah, we play a lot of festivals. So, you know, particularly with this arena, you know, playing in these arenas is, like, there's a roof there, it's indoors, so the sound is even better. You know, there's no kind of ambient light from the hog roast stall or whatever it is. So the visuals are kind of really, you know, sparkly. And, yeah, it's really looking forward to it.
Can you reveal any secrets or something special about of your forthcoming arena shows?
Well, I've got, you know, we've been playing all summer, and we're playing a lot from the new album. We always kind of, we don't want to be like coming on and it just being about block rocking beats and Hey Boy, Hey Girl. We're always kind of incorporating new stuff. So there's a big kind of emphasis on For That Beautiful Feeling and presenting that. I don't know, the secret is in, I guess, will be revealed. Secret.
You're not giving anything away. You're keeping the cards close to your chest. Well, look, Rolling Stone, they recently described your time together with Tom as 30 years of alchemy, which I loved. And you've obviously got lots of great memories. What's your favourite moment? What's the highlight of an astonishing career to date?
I don't know. That would be difficult to say. I mean, had this sort of long-standing relationship with Glastonbury. A lot of those gigs are pretty memorable. And then now with the kind of very high-profile TV coverage, the sense of people sharing that moment. I mean, yeah, headlining Glastonbury is a good memory in 2000. But, you know, there's always something new happens. You know, even this year we DJed in a big spider at that festival. And we both kind of like, yeah, that was cool. It's pretty amazing 30 years on to do something completely new. We were like high up in the air in this tiny little glass bubble underneath a fire-breathing spider. And you go, you know, life in the Chemical Brothers still has a surprise. So,
yeah, if you, if you,
you know, rather than sort of thinking about what the best memory is, it's, you know, creating new things and having new experiences.
Yeah, Ed, if you'd have not been kind of like, you know, it in the top of the charts and performing under a fire-breathing spider, what how would life have turned out? What might you have been doing?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I was quite into it. I studied history, and I used to have medieval history. We did probably the route would have been like a history teacher, maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's certainly
really
different.
We never really had to face it. You know, we had a dance single that came out, Song to Saw, in the summer. We left uni in Manchester and we kind of grew from there. It was not really like, and never really had to contemplate doing anything. There was a sort of appetite for what we were doing and we loved doing it and could pay rent. So it went from there. But I guess there's a parallel life of being a history teacher, teaching people about Chaucer. Who knows?
Brilliant. I love it. History teacher or singing under a fire-breathing spider. Yeah. Incredible. In terms of the career, obviously, you've been side-by-side with Tom all this time. You are the Chemical Brothers. I suppose, what, do you feel like brothers? And what is that chemistry that makes it work?
I think we try and be kind to each other. You know, I think we've been through all these quite intense experiences, you know. Not every gig is great. We've always got those memories of, you know, things being not as, you know, more challenging and going through those challenges together, those kind of bonding. You know, well, those first few albums we used to make, it should just be very intense studio periods, you know, very long hours, neither sleeping much and keeping making things. I guess, you know, we're just, you know, friends, and male friendship is, you know, it's an interesting thing. We used to be very in each other's pockets. You'd go on holiday together, we'd live really close by. And as the years have rolled on, you know, we don't live every moment with each other, which is probably good for both of us. I don't know, you know, I think it's been a really fruitful friendship of, you know, the 10 albums and the travelling the world. So we've achieved something together. So I suppose, you know, there's a kind of gratitude. You know, who would have thought when we met in Manchester all those years ago that it would, you know, you read out the sort of achievements and statistics. But, you know, that's one way of understanding. But it's just been a long sort of creative, you know, without being a cliche, we still, you know, we still have a bit of a joke together. We make each other laugh, which is important for all good band relations and marriages, I believe.
Yeah, there has to be a special chemistry, doesn't there?
Yeah, we get on. Yeah, it's good.
So, look, you've got a lot happening. You've just got the new album out. Congratulations, by the way, on your charts, latest chart success. And you've got this fantastic tour coming up. I'm just going to remind people of the dates again. It's the Thursday, 26th of October at the OVO Hydro at Glasgow, Friday, 27th at the AO Arena in Manchester, Saturday, 28th of October, that one at the First Direct Arena, Leeds, then Wednesday, the 1st of November, you're at the 3 Arena, Dublin, Friday, 3rd of November, Utility Arena, Birmingham, and Saturday, the 4th of November at the O2 London. Tickets from ticketmaster.co.uk and gigsandtours.com and Ticketmaster IE. Ed, it's always been a pleasure to speak to you. I'd just like, as a final question, I'm going to say, look, you're busy, you've got the new album out, you've got the tour, but everybody wants to know what happens next. What is coming next?
Well, the Buddhists say don't look more than 3 days ahead, so I guess what is really coming next is this tour. We're DJing actually in Ibiza in a couple of weeks. I mean, we've got some shows booked in Australia and Japan. I guess after that, a bit of a rest, maybe.
I think you deserve one. Listen, it's always a pleasure to speak. Please keep in touch. Have a great tour, and we'll see you very soon.
Brilliant. Thanks for that, Graham. Nice to speak to you.
Cheers, buddy. Bye-bye.